just as private property is only the perceptible expression of the fact that man becomes objective for himself and at the same time becomes to himself a strange and inhuman object, just as it expresses the fact that the manifestation of his life is the alienation of his life, that his realization is his loss of reality, is an alien reality, so, the positive transcendence of private property, i.e., the perceptible appropriation for and by man of the human essence and of human life, of objective man, of human achievements, should not be conceived merely in the sense of immediate, one-sided enjoyment, merely in the sense of possessing, of having. Man appropriates his comprehensive essence in a comprehensive manner, that is to say, as a whole man. Each of his human relations to the world, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, feeling, thinking, observing, experiencing, wanting, acting, loving, in short, all the organs of his individual being, like those organs which are directly social in their form, are in their objective orientation, or in their orientation to the object, the appropriation of the object, the appropriation of human reality. Their orientation to the object is the manifestation of the human reality. For this reason it is just as highly varied as the determinations of human essence and activities, and as human activity and human suffering, for suffering, humanly considered, is a kind of self-enjoyment of man.